Hello, and welcome to episode 26 of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something fun or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Belina. So without further ado, here's today's lesson. So today's phrase is Nie wywołuj wilka z lasu, which literally translates to Don't you call forth wolf from woods. Because again, we don't have articles in Polish, so that's the literal way you would have to translate it. The elegant way of saying it is Don't draw the wolf out of the woods. The closest English saying that we have is Let sleeping dogs lie. And for anybody who's a Harry Potter fan, you know the Hogwarts motto, Draco dormiens numquam titillandus, which is Latin for never tickle a sleeping dragon. It's those same words of wisdom that you're saying with this phrase. So it's basically like don't deliberately invite danger. The best way to deploy this gem is in case your Polish-speaking buddy, your friend, your family member is about to do something that you know will only backfire at them or will just invite danger. Like, why would you unnecessarily take a risk? So, for example, your friend or family member has just taken a juggling class and they're like, oh, you know what? I've really mastered juggling three balls in the air at the same time. I am ready for machetes. And you are like, maybe not. Maybe take your time. Nie wywołuj wilka z lasu. And so that's the perfect way to deploy that. So you'll feel out when is best to deploy the phrase, but it'll definitely earn you some street cred and you'll have a lot of fun along the way. So let's get started going over it together. The first word is nie. We've seen this a million times. Let's just say it together three times. It means no or not, depending on the context. Usually at the start of a sentence like this, it means don't. So nie, nie, nie. Perfect. So the next word is wywołuj. Now last week we saw w, the letter w, usually used as an f sound because it's softened in speech. When it's standing alone in between vowel sounds like this, like it is in this sentence, in all three instances you see the letter w, you're going to say it v this time. Okay? So I think last week's lesson and this week's lesson, side by side, you'll get a full gamut of what the letter W does in Polish. So next to consonants was last week and next to vowels is this week. So perfect. Okay, so wywołuj means you call forth or draw forth or call out or induce in some way. It's in its instructive form, which means it's a command to a you singular person. So it's you call forth, you draw out, and it's an instructive. The accent goes on the penultimate syllable, so repeat after me three times. Wywołuj, wywołuj, wywołuj. The next word is wilka, which means wolf, and it's in its object form because you are calling forth what? You are calling forth a wolf. It's not the subject of a sentence, it's the object of a sentence, so it has to be in its object form. The accent is on the penultimate syllable, so wilka. Let's say it together three times. Wilka. 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 Great. Now, this is the first time that we're seeing the word z. We've seen w stand alone before. Now we're seeing z stand alone. It means from or with, depending on the context in the sentence. In this case, from the forest. So let's say it together three times. Z. 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 Easy. Great. And the last word is lasu. And this is object form again. And it means forest or woods. And the accent is on the penultimate syllable. Let's say it together three times. Lasu. 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 We love our woods in Polish. We really do. Okay, so let's string it all together and say it together three times slowly. Nie wywołuj wilka z lasu. Two more times. Nie wywołuj wilka z lasu. And last time. Nie wywołuj wilka z lasu. Perfect. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. If you want to reach out to us, we have an email address, mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our Twitter handle is @howyousay.fm, and our website is www.howyousay.fm. If you can leave a review on your podcast player, that would be really helpful to the show. Also, really quickly, I wanted to add that this weekend is Easter, and if you want to wish any of your friends or family a happy Easter, go back to episode 9 for Veso Ich Schiont, which is totally applicable, and if you can pick it up very quickly, Veso Wego Alleluia is the Easter-specific greeting. I was thinking about doing an Easter show just because about 95% of the Polish population is Catholic, and Easter is a big deal, so if you're interested in that, let me know. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you again next week. Cześć!